Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 76 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, January 13th, 2011, free from the bonds of tyranny and madness. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show immediately following the live program.
Put savings in your shopping cart
at Hinky Dinky Supermart. 'Cause every day's a special day. Every day's a special day.
Every day's a special day
at Hinky Dinky.
Where else?
Well, if you got the email announcement this morning, you know that I alluded to the fact that tonight will be a celebration. It's true, we are celebrating tonight, or I am, because I am free. How to put this? Today was the last day I reported for duty at the hospitality headquarters, the hotel corporation where I did one of my jobs. It is no more. I am done. It is over. And somebody stopped the madness, and thankfully I am free.
Messiah's pointed to the door. No one had the guts to leave the temple. I'm free.
I am free, and I ain't going to work on Maggie's Farm no more. That was I'm Free by The Who from 1969, and this is Bob Dylan from 1965, and as I said, I ain't going to work there.
I scrub the floor. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Says she's 54.
We got some business to attend to here. Hang on a second here.
There's just one Schlitz.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing else comes near. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. If you like it light with a big taste too, there's only one brew that will do. When you're out of Schlitz, you're out of beer. Real gusto in the great light beer Schlitz.
Yeah, that's some good drinking right there. We are going to diverge and divest ourselves of the theme of freedom for a little while. This is from 1973, a band called Mud and a song called Tiger Feet.
You know you. your tiger feet, your tiger feet.
From 1973, that's Mud and Tiger Feet, and digging deep into 1975 for a little bit of a soul groove, this is Joe Simon. Get down on the floor.
Get down, get down, grab
come on, get down on the floor. That's Joe Simon from 1975. And next is a song I've never heard before. I played it just to make sure the file worked when I found it. But it's a request for one of my internet baseball buddies. He knows who he is. This is Duster Bennett from 1995, and the song he asked for that I hope doesn't suck, called Losing Love.
When you're losing love, and you realize what it means. When you're losing love, it was the best it ever has been. When you're losing love, and you just can't break it clean, and your heart is aching, and you're losing love.
Well, I don't think anybody got hurt. I'll give it that. Another announcement I'd like to make tonight. Well, listen to this. Tell me if you can hear this. No, you can't. You know what you can't hear? You can't hear my mouse clicking because I have a brand new mouse that has no click. It is a clickless mouse. It is silent. It is made for Hinky Dinky Time Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm glad you're here with me tonight. We are here to celebrate and... how can I put it? From 1971, of course. This is Rare Earth. I just want to celebrate.
One, two, three, four.
the Violent Femmes from 1991, and I'm Free from 1946. This is Kay Kaiser and his orchestra featuring vocals by the lovely Lucy Ann Polk and Love on a Greyhound Bus.
The other night, the Union Station was lit up bright. The crowd was shoving with all its might, and we all settled down for a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us.
Heading west on a Greyhound bus.
The Holland Tunnel was open wide. We rode along underneath the tide and found ourselves on the Jersey side. What a wonderful time for a trip on a Greyhound bus. No fuss.
Heading west on a Greyhound bus. Stop for hot dogs
and soda pop.
Ask the driver
how long till we make another stop. Soon the sun disappeared from view. The stars came out like they always do. And then I cuddled up close to you, and we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us.
In love on a Greyhound bus. Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On to Wheeling, West Virginia. Then Columbus, Ohio. And Indianapolis, Indiana.
For Iowa, a Texas storm made us hesitate. A bridge washed out and we had to wait. But we'd be happy in any state, 'cause we both fell in love.
They were old.
Well, that was Kay Kaiser and his orchestra with Lucy Ann Polk from 1946, Love on a Greyhound Bus. We've passed the top of the hour, so we got some business to attend to.
WCFL, Chicago.
40 years ago this week in the greater Chicago area, the number 40 song was this track that I had never heard before today by a band called Dusk. It's called Angel Baby.
I'm all packed and I'm ready to go. I can hear his motorcycle
Angel Baby.
I don't know about you, but I didn't like that very much. We won't be hearing that again on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, even if it passes through the number 40 spot on its way back down. I don't think that's likely, though. Well, that brings us up to, well, this spot in the program. I hope you were anticipating it as much as I have been. This is also from about 1971 or so. Here we go.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. Benton Harper is a shoe salesman Monday through Friday for a large downtown Midland City department store. And although he only assumes the identity of the feathered fighter Chicken Man on weekends, he cannot in good faith ignore a call for help on a weekday.
Help!
Yes, even if he had a customer at the time,
help!
Benton Harper would be honor-bound to leave that customer.
Where are you going, Mac?
And quickly go to the shoe department stockroom and with great dispatch don the costume of the weird figure known as Chicken Man.
Help!
Cry not for help, no more, fair maiden. For I have arrived to crush the wrongdoer who causes you to cry out for help.
Who are you?
I am known as the Fantastic Feathered Fowl, the wonderful white-winged weekend warrior. Midland City's
Wait a minute.
Yes?
You're that crusading chicken guy?
Yes.
You?
That's right. Well, I... You see, I heard your cry for help and came in answer to your summons.
You mean you're going to save me?
Yes, I'm... save you. Was someone bothering you?
Oh, yeah. Some guy was trying to swipe my pocketbook.
Oh. Well, it is fortunate that I was nearby and that your call... You see, I usually fight crime only on weekends and
that's... Hey!
Yes?
Do you always wear tennis sneakers?
Well, no, I don't. The only reason I'm wearing them now is because of my haste to answer your cry for help.
I suppose you're going to pick me up and fly away with me in your arms.
Yes, that's usually my custom. Fine, if you'll just get on my back here.
On your back?
Yes. That's fine. Now, don't hold on to the wing, please. No, just my neck. You have to hold. Yeah. Right. Here we... No, you're holding on to the wing. I can tell you, because I can't get my foot off the ground.
Now, let's, up and away.
Yeah, up and away. No, you're holding on to the... You're holding on to the wing again.
Oh, watch out. I'm going to fall off.
Will the purse snatcher undouble up from laughter in time to pull this caper? And moreover, in the second place, what's so funny for Chicken Man's sake? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
How about some Brooke Benton from 1963? This is Hotel Happiness.
I'm checking out a hotel loneliness. All my lonely days, they're all through. I'm checking into Hotel Happiness. Because, darling, I found you. I left my teardrops in that old. Back there too. I won't be needing them in Hotel Happiness. Cause darling, I found you. I woke up dreaming of your crazy kisses. Telling Mr. Misery. gonna make my new address a hotel happiness. You know why, darling? So glad I found you.
Brooke Benton from 1963, and this is Jerry Lee Lewis from, heck, I don't know, a long time ago, and End of the Road. That's The Killer from long, long ago. I don't know what year. End of Our Road. We have a sad passing to report. On Monday, at the age of 86, from natural causes, we lost the great singer Margaret Whiting. We're gonna listen to a little Margaret right now. This is from 1954, one of her signature pieces, although she had many, many chart hits. She's probably best known for this song, Moonlight in Vermont.
And travel each bend in the road. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by the lovely evening summer breeze warbling of a meadow. You and I and moonlight in Vermont. breeze, warbling of a meadowlark, moonlight in the mine, you and I.
That song was originally written in 1943 by John Blackburn and Carl Susdorf, and not recorded by Margaret until 1954. Her people tried to talk her out of recording that song. It's quite a challenging piece of music. I don't know if you noticed this. It contains no rhymes, and in fact, the verses are written in haiku form. So it turned out to be quite a big hit, and her instincts were evidently better than those of the people she had to stand her ground with. She was a very young woman and very assertive and led a very interesting life. In fact, her fourth husband, a fellow that went by the professional name of Jack Wrangler, was, how shall we put this, a gay porn star. She was a colorful figure, and she'll be missed. She was a great, great singer. And shifting gears from eulogizing to, I don't know, some sort of ululation? I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. Golly, let's just play some rock and roll from 1968. This is the Young Rascals. People gotta be free.
Thank you.
Well, people may be going back to the Ramada, but I'm not. Now, the elite forces, like the Green Berets, they say never leave a man behind, and the only regret I have is I'm leaving several comrades behind. I'm sorry. But go ahead, go on down there, because people are going back there, just not me. From, let's see, when is this from? From 1971, because my work only involved the Ramada, it revolved around a Holiday Inn as well, from 1971. This is Sir Elton John and Holiday Inn.
Boston at last, and the planes touching down. Our hostess is handing the hot towels around. From a terminal gate to a black limousine, it's a 10-minute ride to the Holiday Inn. Boredom's a pastime that one soon acquired. Will you get to the stage? Thank you.
Sir Elton from 1971. Jumping back to 1967, this is The Cream, and I Feel Free. It's so good for me that so many of you joined me this evening. I'm very, very touched by that. Stop touching me. We're going to wrap things up on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. We're going to wind things down now with a song from 1972 by a group called Buckwheat and their version of Simple Song of Freedom.
Like you never saw.
no more.
Well, discretion being the better part of valor, I have lived to fight another day, but not that war. Some new future war I don't know anything about yet. The future is open ahead of me. I don't know what it holds. It's an adventure. I do know that one thing ahead of me is this week, right here, next week, same time, same channel, with Batman. 8:30 Central Time. Join me. We'll do another show. You enjoy it. I enjoy it. Let's enjoy it. Good night, everybody.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last. And you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday. Not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own, a dream that you are sharing too. People meet by some design, prearranged by laws divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?